This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Geek Squad Client Services. This is Jerisha. How can I assist you?
Yes, Jerisha. I have an FMS number for you. This is Winston with XPO.
Hold on one second. XPO has been running slow as my last is the last 2 weeks. Okay. When you're ready.
Yes, ma'am. 758-68004.
I want to go ahead and confirm the client's name and address.
Yeah, for Carver Jacobson at 2411 North 28th Street, Boise, Idaho, 83703.
Thank you. Perfect. And how can I assist?
All right. Tech Alex called and stated he cannot complete that install because the customer has a washer and dryer stackable. First and foremost, he said that's just the spacing. At the beginning of the carry-in or the delivery, he stated that it was okay, but then as you get further into the room or go into where the appliances are supposed to be, it gets shorter, it gets narrower, and it would damage the units. And that's why the customer needed new units this time, because they were damaged. They were delivered damaged. But as she said, not due to the text, it was simply due to the spacing. So, okay. So she owned up for that part. Then he stated he could not complete the install because her drain work, he stated that she has some type of pump that pumps the water out, and he said he wouldn't know how to install that. That's just not something about what we do. So he stated that he did not complete that install, and he needs to know currently. So it's the current two units that she has. He wants to know since he did not complete the install and won't be completing the install. He wanted to know, is he taking all four of the units back, or is he leaving the new ones and just taking the old ones? Or, like, he's kind of confused on that part, and which I am too. We just need some assistance, Jerisha, to help us out figure this one out.
So it's up to the client. So if a client wants to refuse both, they can. If they want to keep what they have and use it, they can. It's whatever the client wants to do.
Okay, so I didn't ask about that part because I just really wasn't sure about the process. As far as I know, if you go and make a delivery, if you drop one off, you must take the other one, the old. Mm-hmm. But he's asking, should he take them both? If she was refusing both, I didn't know if she refused both, he can definitely take both. I wasn't aware of that. I did inform the customer that you'll be reached back out to her shortly to get her rescheduled and get the situation rectified once again. Stated that we've been dealing with this, they said, for about 2 months. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's interesting, though, because it looks like you guys went on the 27th. So did that team not complete the install on January 27th?
I'm guessing that they did. It was a bit more damaged because he stated that he had to unhook everything. Alex just did, so I'm guessing that they did do that install.
Yeah, because it's like, I wonder what's different from then to now. why this team was able to complete it on the 27th, but this team was not. Is it the same team that's assigned that went from this time to the last time? The last time was Vulcan?
Vulcan Transportation. Yeah, that's what it looked like.
And then is it the same team that's there today?
I'm not sure if it's the exact same team. I know it's the same installation company.
All right, so how does one team do something and another? Well, I guess everybody's expertise level is a little
different. I had a conversation with a customer about that yesterday, about certain people's qualifications and some and skill level. Some are higher than others. I'm just now learning that with XPO, some of our techs are a little more skilled than some of the other techs. Yes, ma'am.
So that's the only way I can think, but we already gave them that expectation that that's something that we do.
Okay.
So we probably would just need to get that team that went out the first time to install, but I would suggest if whoever's in the home, since I'm not with them, that they give the client the exact measurements of their space so the client knows what they need to reselect to.
Yes. So she was just, she did confirm everything with me, and then she was asking for a instant resolution. And like I told her, we're working on that. And us and Best Buy, we'll work together. We're going to get the situation rectified. But currently, I told her we're just at a standstill trying to figure out what's the best procedure from here on out for her order, because it's seeming like every unit that they take down there or every stockable unit that's going down in that space, and it's going to be damaged anyway. And I think she's already
she just needs to get a compactor, smaller unit.
Everybody wants these
fancy dancy, and some of them just don't work in your space.
Exactly. If you don't have a modern home, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to understand this at that point. Like, if you don't have a modern home, the modern appliances will not
Work in your space.
No,
so
it
I would
won't.
Say if she wants to, who's on the other line? Is it tech?
Yes, I still have my tech on the other line.
Ask him if he's still in the home and see what the client wants to do. Because I can always call a client on three-way with us and then see what.
Yes, ma'am. You can go
do.
Ahead. Yes, ma'am. Can you call the client and confirm everything? I got him on my back line, and you can just have her, and I'll have him, and me and you'll finish this order, and me and you'll make it do what it do.
Okay, hold on a second.
All right. They are making sure I'm not having a good day today.
Okay, hello?
Yes.
Okay, so the team is taking everything back. So let me, she's already confirmed that. So let
okay.
me give you a case number. So
all right, all right. Can you spell your name for me? I want to make sure I get this correct.
Uh-huh. It's D as in David. A-R-E-I-S-H-A.
All right, Teresa, gotcha. And I'm ready for that brief.
It's 281-359-738.
I got 281-359-738.
There you go.
All right, thank Teresa for talking with me and NXP on giving me that breeze code. You enjoy your
yep.
day, and
you're
thank
welcome.
You for your assistance. I appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
You too.